It was really quite amazing. The Ontario government is holding these hearings about opening up the electricity market to competition. The usual cast of characters was there to speak about environmental concerns like greenhouse gases, emissions caps, and renewable power. Things were pretty much going as planned until a couple of doctors from the Ontario Medical Association showed up and blew everybody out of the water. Not only did they support the position of the environmental community, they took it one giant step further. They said that the government had missed the boat altogether because in looking at the cost benefits of an open market, they had failed to even consider the negative impacts on human health. The doctors explained in no uncertain terms that unless strict emission standards were imposed on coal-fired generating plants, it was going to end up costing really big bucks in health care. They said that already 1,800 people a year are dying in Ontario alone from the effects of air pollution. According to these doctors, within 15 years, air pollution is going to cost our economy as much as $1 billion a year. And that's without the increases expected if serious caps aren't put on electricity generators. Up until now, the debate in both Canada and the United States has revolved around the cheapest way to meet the emissions targets of the Kyoto Agreement. Any previous attempts to force strict controls has been seen as an added cost to electricity customers. By pointing out the health costs related to dirty power, the doctors have actually done what environmentalists have failed to do. They've leveled the playing field. Okay, you want cheap power? Now here's the real cost. What remains to be seen is if the government really listened to what the doctors had to say. More than half the air pollution on the Canadian side of the Great Lakes Basin comes from U.S. sources, and most of that from dirty coal generating stations in the Ohio Valley. Strict standards will not only affect domestic sources, it's going to mean tough import regulations as well. So if U.S. generators really want a share of the Canadian market, then they're going to have to clean up their act. And that's something we can all breathe easier about.